Hey
Hey,
Brian.
Zom. How's it
Hi, I'm
going?
doing.
That's good. Nice seeing you again, and nice to meet you, Franca.
You too.
How do you pronounce your last name, please?
Mine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Clarnon.
Potente.
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 Is
It's
it?
Italian. Yeah, it's Italian.
Oh, I thought you were German in
I
the
am
episode.
German. It's complicated. I'm German Italian. I grew up in Germany.
Oh, okay. Sehr gut. Thank you for making time to talk to me. Just seeing the previews of the episodes that they allowed me to see. I think the first four episodes of the latest season, and just very compelling to see your dynamic play out in these episodes. Zahn, your character, Joe Leghorn, is trying to reconnect with his wife and rebuild that bridge. And Franca, your character, I'm still trying to figure out, but she's obviously on a mission. And there's this really powerful scene where Joe is finishing up sweat and Franca appears on the scene armed. And I'm not allowed to give out spoilers per se, as you know what's happening in my report, but there's obviously a history here, and there's obviously two very important characters at very crucial points of their lives. And I just want to hear it in your own words, please. Where is your character at this point of the story when Joe is being held at gunpoint outside the small sweat lodge he's made for himself?
I think it's the first time we actually meet in person.
Yeah, it's the first time we actually meet. Yeah.
But so what you clocked, like, so in my mind, in Irene's mind, there is so much story between us. And I chose him, obviously, as my focal point, as my all the answers to my questions. And I think Irene is surprising herself a little bit. Like, he's very vulnerable. As Irene, she loves everything about this setting because she's so enamored with the Native American, like the lifestyle, the sweat lodge, like the rituals. She's talking in that scene about how men, unlike Leghorn, are not connected to the earth anymore. So she's very impressed and very enamored with what she's seeing, and she just wants to devour that.
And where's Joe at? That's all.
Joe, I think she Franca said it. I think he's very vulnerable in that specifically that scene, but also within his life with possibly losing his wife and searching for what the Diné people call hojo, the balance and stability in his life and peace of mind. And he's in search of that very much in that when he meets Irene for the first time.
Clothes on.
Vulnerable.
Yes.
Vulnerable with no clothes on, half naked, but also
Naked.
vulnerable in
Waiting.
his life and what he's going through psychologically and emotionally.
And this follows a path of destruction and mayhem that Irene has already caused in Navajo land, the pursuit of the runaways and seeing the violence that unfolds in the diner that Joe and Bernadette chance upon. And what do you see unfolding for Joe Leghorn?
Well, that's the thing. It's when something becomes su such a big part of your identity as a human being. A lot of times in real life, our jobs become our identities, being an actor is a huge part of my identity. And what would I do without acting? I don't know. I'm at the age where, sure, I can continue working as an actor, but what happens if I can't continue as an actor? How do I deal with that big part of my identity being gone? And I think that's what Joe is going through in season four with possibly losing his wife, which is a big part of his identity, his loved one. So he struggles with that.
Franca, in the few seconds we have left, what is the driving motivation for your character, Irene, in this particular season?
I think she has never met anyone like Leghorn, you know, like she has never, she's surprised by the feeling of passion and love for a human being. That's not part of her upbringing or her, you know, configuration. And so I think that she has, as being a psychopath, I think she does have a sense of being trapped inside her brain, inside of her being. And I think for Irene, Leghorn could be the way out. So it's all or nothing for her. It's him or nothing. So, and
Wow.
anybody who's in her way has to die.